Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for digging an old guy out.
Well, hey, you know what? An old guy out, but an old guy who probably would have some real good insight on. You know, I think maybe a lot of people, like, what was your first introduction with Dwayne Mandruziak?
It was, and honest to God, I can remember it. It was 1971, and he was a brand new ball boy. He was only 15. And so Tom Bond, our equipment guy, needed some guys out on the field when practice was going on. So we hired two young guys, another kid named Posh, and he and Dwayne came out first day. And so Dwayne, the poor guy, it was 1971, and goalposts were strangers for me. I mean, the ball could be going anywhere. And so we used to practice every day, and we'd kick 50 balls. And he would be the holder. And we would, he was the guy that did it every day. And we did that right through my whole career, where he would hold and I would kick. And it was amazing. And we actually had, it was a really good relationship. But the thing that I think is most important about Dwayne is that Dwayne is a very, very special personality. He's the kind of guy that wherever he goes, he's the glue. And he was a huge part of what we did, the five in a row team. But the thing that was the most important that he did with the Eskimos after the fact was that that five in a row team was really, really special. And it wasn't about special athletes. It was about special people just playing the game. And, playing it together. And he kept that, kept delivering that message. He was the Yoda of the dressing room. He was the guy that just made sure that every one of the new guys that's coming in and getting his equipment, he's telling that kid what it's going to mean to be there. And he reminded me of a guy. I had a whistle stop right at the university at Green Bay. And there was a guy named Dad Brasher, was the equipment guy. He took me in. I'm a kid from Canada. He doesn't know me from nobody. And he took me into his where all his equipment was, down a couple of aisles, and he peeled back a couple of shirts. And there was a box in there. And he opened up the box. And there was some Super Bowl rings in there. And he said, kid, he said, this is what you're here for. And I want to tell you about the Green Bay Packers. And the only thing you have to think about when you're here is the Green Bay Packers. And he said, good luck, and sent me out into the dressing room. And then I caught the plane the next day. It was good.
Yeah. it's interesting, Dave, Dwayne's been there from 1971 for 49 years, started at 15, and then he got promoted. He was only, he was a young guy. He's 18 years of age when Norm Kimball gave him the job as the main equipment guy. And just, a lot of the tricks of the trade that he learned over the years to give the team an advantage. Right, like obviously everybody knows, he's talked about, the screws in the shoes, the game against Winnipeg and stuff. But just, you talked about a person that was significantly more than an equipment guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that the on-field stuff, he found all sorts of things that other people weren't doing. But I think that the thing that was most important, he was the guy that would talk to the rookie or talk to somebody that was getting in trouble with the team. He would be a guy that would talk to them. And he was, I think if we were to put a title on it, he was the minister of glue. Because he was the guy that put everything together and made sure everybody was sticking together. And I mean, like being, playing and losing, as we often did, losing is never good. But he was always the guy that was able to say something that, just aside to somebody that was going to make them feel better about the next week that they're going to have to play.
Now, you've been around football for a long time, Dave. Like, that's very unique for an equipment guy to be respected that well and then have the personality to ensure that everybody's stuck together, right? Like, we hear about the Eskimo Way a lot of times, and some people question if it, well, obviously technically it's not there because it's a new name, but you know what I mean? And that maybe has gotten lost a little bit.
You know, I don't know what the dressing room, you know, has looked like, but I mean, those things come and go. I mean, like, look at Green Bay was up and down for, you know, the last 50 years. But that old guy, the equipment guy, was the guy that was doing things that nobody knew about, and he was the secret glue. He was the secret sauce in their organization. And I think that what it does is it speaks to the way people should think about an organization, especially when it's highly competitive, like a professional football team, is that you got to think about the whole thing as a watch. And it doesn't matter what piece of you are in the watch, you got to play it precisely and well, because if you take any piece out of a watch, you don't have time. You can't tell time with it. It doesn't work. So he was an extremely important cog in our wheel that other teams didn't really understand. And he was a piece that was just, he was almost a secret weapon for us.
Dave Cutler joins us. Now, Dave, I know you guys had a lot of fun. You must have a few fun Dwayne stories. Was he a good prankster? Did you guys ever prank him?
Oh, prank him steady, man. No, but he was always the guy that was, you know, in the dressing room that was willing to, you know, to prank, you know, to help us out on a prank. No, he was, well, I'll tell you an interesting story. Like I was telling you that we worked a lot on our own, just he and I, and it was just kick and go, you know, go pick up the balls and kick and then go pick up the balls. And what we used to do starting in the early 70s anyway, and what we would do is that the last kick or kicks that we would make on the day would be 6 seconds ago in the Grey Cup.
Okay.
And we would practice every bloody thing that somebody could do to us, you know, calling timeout or, you know, anything to just to try to screw my brain up, which wasn't an easy thing to do, or it wasn't a hard thing to do, by the way. But so we're in the 1981 Grey Cup. We've come back 19 points, and we got a kick to win right at the end of the game. And there's, I think it was 72,000 people there. And we're running out in the field. And as I tell you this, I got goosebumps. Because on the clock, it was 6 seconds. And we'd practiced this 10,000 times.
Oh, man.
It was pretty bizarre.
You must have just, like, it's eerie, but did you just feel calmer? Because you're like, oh, I've done this 1,000 times.
No, it was just that we'd done it, and it was sort of like a repetitive action for me.
Yeah.
As hokey as that sounds.
No, it's, I practice like you play, right? And you just keep doing something, so you're comfortable in knowing that you can do it, and that you've done it literally hundreds of thousands of times.
Yeah, and, that's you know, that's it. And, you know, I'm sure you're going to have other calls with about Dwayne, but I don't think... I don't think people can really overestimate just how much he meant both to all, you know, to the team from the past and but also the present. And I think he's going to be really missed. It's not about just handing jocks and t-shirts out. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, I think that's very well said, Dave. Like, he was really a connection to many different generations of Eskimos, right? Like, when the older generation would come in with the young ones, and, you know, Dwayne was probably the guy that could make those introductions a lot easier and smoother amongst the current and former players.
Oh, for sure. No, absolutely. Like, he knew all the roots. He knows all the people. He knows who can do what in terms of personality-wise, helping with whatever problem he's dealing with and needs somebody. So he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
Dave, I really appreciate you taking some time today at the last second to come on and share some thoughts about Dwayne. I really appreciate it. I hope everything's well in your world.
Well, it's good. No, thanks very much, man. We got supper at the rest home now.
Have a good one, Dave. Take her easy.
Okay, bud. Take care. Thank you, man. Thanks, Jim.